fantastic achievement for the players and for the group, for the club. You know, it really is. The two cup competitions were a bonus. Like at the start of the season, we said, I suppose, to win the league. And once we achieved that, you know, we were happy. But we didn't sit in our merits and like we went on and won the two cup finals. So we're very happy, yeah.
Yeah, and I suppose given the level of competition that's involved in the cup as well, it's a hard thing to do is to knock on in other competitions when you've wrapped up the league.
It is, especially this final. It was 3 weeks since we played Glengarry in the last final, and we really couldn't get friendlies, or we couldn't. It become no training was hard to keep going as well. Like, but in fairness to the players, you know, they kept it going and they had that desire to win a treble, like, and it showed yesterday in the game that, you know, that they really wanted it, you know.
I know Rovers had a lot of cup games in recent weeks. They were involved in the intermediate and then in the FAI Senior Cup as well, and even you didn't play a game for 3 weeks, as you said. Do you think that maybe benefited you, that Rovers had so many matches and you didn't?
Hard to call, maybe because of the result yesterday, probably, yeah, but like I would have rather played the games that the Rovers had, you know, the high energy big games, going on the final. Like, in terms of our team, the more games we play and the bigger games we play, I think it benefits us rather than no stop start, like, and not playing games. But again, yesterday probably we looked, you know, a fitter team than Letterkenny. So maybe their legs, you know, it wasn't on their legs after them games. So, you know, it's hard one to judge whether it was good or bad, you know.
And you always need your big players to step up in the big matches. And Garvin Frail, we all know what his quality is up front. And he was the man that rose to the occasion with the two goals.
Yeah, he was fantastic yesterday. He was class. He worked the line very well. He worked their back four. He engaged them. And he was always a handful for them. Like, and he probably should have scored another two. Like, but no, we're not complaining. No, he scored two fantastic goals, so he did.
Just reflecting back over the last couple of years, Gavin, that the club won three doubles on the bounce and now the treble. Has the squad actually changed much from the side which lined out yesterday to the side which won the double for the first time 4 years ago?
Yeah, it has changed massively. There's been a big, especially this summer, there was a big overhaul of players, and it was something that was going to happen anyway, like, you know. And had they happen, and thankfully it worked out to the better, because we've reduced the, you know, the age profile of the squad and the team by a big lot. Like, we have of our squad of 22, we have at least 10 of them that are under 22, 21 years of age. You know, which is great to see, and it's great for the future. The new signings came in, like Ronan Newman and Ronan Ollie, Darren Coyle and Jason Breslin. They're all young players, like, and then within the club we've Daniel Chevy and Michael Noon and Marty Doherty and all, and they're potentially very, very good players, like, so there has been a big change, like, but it has worked out for us this year, thank God.
Does that make this achievement of winning a first ever treble more satisfying, given the amount of changes in the team at the start of the season?
It is satisfying anyway to win anything, any trophy. We probably, the way things were when Donal left and things were sort of, you know, people were from, especially outside the club, thinking, right, this is the end of this era for Cockhull, and maybe myself included was a wee bit worried about that as well, you know. But in fairness to the players, they've really stepped up the mark. They've went and I think improved, which was hard to do, you know, but I think they've improved as players and as a squad, and I think they can get better again, you know.
You've seemed to have embraced this management with open arms, and it's a role which seems to be suiting you, Gavin.
Jeez, I wouldn't say that. it's actually...
Well, to want to travel in your first year isn't bad now.
It's all downhill after this movie. I've actually enjoyed it. I was apprehensive at the start. I didn't really want to take it on, to be totally honest. I turned the club down the first time they offered it to me. But, like, it has went brilliantly. I just tried to do the things as well as I could, like, and I trusted the players, you know, and they've repaid that, so they have. But Dan Nolan and Shane Galvin have been a massive help. John McElroy, Aidan Gallagher, the goalkeeping coach, and Cahir, the physio. Like, we've a good team.
a good team there, and they're all very good, and they're very committed to it, so it all helps. Like.
Well, you've won the treble, you know, the most successful team this season in the Ulster Senior League with the two cups and the league title. And as we've seen Cockhill do, Gavin, through the last couple of years, you always want to build on what you won. So I know it's only the day after lifting the treble, but I'm sure there'll be other targets now. And making it on the national stage, I'm sure, having seen what Rovers done this year, is something that Cockhill would like to do.
Oh, we'd love to do that. As I said yesterday, and a couple of interviews after the game, like that, when that comes around next season, we will have to look at that seriously and give it a real good go. Like, because it's something I suppose this group of players really should be achieving, you know, and should be pushing for year in, year out. So it's probably the only real major disappointment in the season was, you know, going out early in that competition, but. As I say, it worked out at the end of the day better for us, but I think we will have to look at it next year.
You're going to savour this treble one, Gavin, and by the sounds of it and the terminology you're using, we, it means that you'll be there as manager next year again then?
I suppose it will have to be, unless somebody else wants to take it on, but no, I think so, yeah. I think it will be, it's hard to walk away from that group, I suppose, so it would be. I think they can keep improving. I know they can keep improving. So, I suppose I learn along with them, and I'm still playing as well, which isn't ideal. But I'll keep playing as well as long as I can. Anyway.
Well, listen, you're doing everything right at the moment with Cockhill, Gavin. And congratulations once again to yourself and the players on winning a fantastic treble this season.
Thanks, Ashton. Thanks very much.